days, walk the street. 9 to 5, barely alive. Have a beer, go to sleep, and start all over again. Same gray suit, same brown shoes, same headache, same pills. He goes home, thinks about suicide. But he's got his diploma, you gotta give him that.
I got a radical place, got my own private space. It's my sanctuary, it's a castle of doom. I'm the king of my room, just like Quasimodo. Let the world go away, this is where I will stay. In my sanctuary, got my mess on the floor, got my lock on the door.
I gotta get out of here. Gotta put on a shirt, put on a tie, get a job, buy a car, get some insurance. Cause I'll probably have a heart attack by the time I'm 40. I guess I'll find the perfect wife, and I'll have 2.3 perfect kids. And if I work real hard, and if I die real fast, they'll all turn out just like me.
I got a radical place, got my own private space. It's my sanctuary, it's a castle of doom. I'm the king of my room, just like Quasimodo. Let the world go away, this is where I will stay. In my sanctuary, got my mess on the floor, got my lock on the door.
Watkins, female Caucasian.
Yeah, here's where we have it.
Probable boating accident.
Yeah.
All right.
The height and weight of the victim can only be estimated from the partial remains. The torso has been severed in mid-thorax. There are no major organs remaining. May I have a glass of water, please? Right arm has been severed above the elbow with massive tissue loss in the upper musculature. Thank you very much. Partially denuded bone remaining. This was no boat accident. Did you notify the Coast Guard about this?
No. It was only local jurisdiction.
The left arm, head, shoulders, sternum, and portions of the rib cage are intact. Do not smoke in here. Thank you very much. This is what happens. It indicates the non-frenzied feeding of a large squalus, possibly Longimanus or Asurus glaucus. Now, the enormous amount of tissue loss prevents any detailed analysis. However, the attacking squalus must be considerably larger than any normal squalus found in these waters. Didn't you get on a boat and check out these waters?
No.
Well, this is not a boat accident. It wasn't any propeller. It wasn't any coral reef. And it wasn't Jack the Ripper. It was a shark.
We drive out of this valley down to where go down to the river, and into the river we dive. Oh, down to the river we drive. Then I got Mary pregnant, and man, that was all she wrote. For my 19th birthday, I got a union card and a wedding coat. We went down to the courthouse, and the judge put it all to rest. No wedding day smiles, no walk down the aisle, no flowers, no wedding dress. That night we went down. Got a job working construction for the Johnstown Company, but lately there ain't been much work on account of the economy. Now all them things that seem so important, well, mister, they vanish right into the air. Now I just act like I don't remember. Mary acts like
closest you'll ever get to God.
It's like the palm of your hand, man. Just coming right in.
It's ineffable.
Totally indescribable.
We've experienced to share.
We did pull pretty low.
Oh, you never been the same guy.
I tell you, Johnny would be just fine.
Yeah.
Damn, first. Good, Johnny, just drop your chute right there. Good job. Pack off your shoulders. Kick it back. Step out of it. I'll pack that for you, buddy.
Okay, thanks. Johnny, come here. There's something you need to see.
Hey.
Okay, if I can.
What's this?
This is an insurance policy. It will sting a bit, but it's for your own growth, bro. Press play. is a wild one, isn't she, Special Agent Utah?
Fucking dead man!
Whoa, hold it, man. Think it through, man. I'm the only one that knows where she is. I'm the only one. So let me talk.
Talk.
She'll be fine. Rosie won't do anything as long as I meet him at a certain place in time, 6 hours from now.
You call him right now and tell him to let her go!
Sorry, I can't do it, bro. They're on the road, and where they're going, there are no phones, so you are shit out of luck. Man, I hate this, Johnny. I really do. I hate violence. Don't you see that's why I need Rosie? I could never do that, man. I could never hold a knife to Tyler's throat. She was my woman. We shared time. But Rosie is a mechanism, you know? Once you set him in motion, he will not stop. He's like got this gift of blankness. But when 3 o'clock comes, he will gut her like a pig and try not to get any on his shoes, and there's nothing I can do about it unless I get there. So I guess that makes us partners, because we both have the same goal, to get me where I need to go, right?
We're wasting time.
Oh, that's what I love about you, Johnny. You are just as sharp as a razor.
Murphy, plane down to Santa Monica, top off the tanks.
All right. Okay, you guys, party time. Let's move it.
All right, we're on it.
Make some money, find some bottles for a while.
All right, once again. This is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Question?
Yeah! What are you on? Looks like a frying pan and some eggs to me. Hey, Spence. Let's trip out.
Now he's gone!
Must have fallen asleep.
All right, you two look here and upstairs. I'm gonna look downstairs.
They're not here anymore.
Just humor me, will you please? And look.
Where am I?
Jump, boy!
Whoa!
Jump!
Dad?
Be like me. Be like me. Be like me.
Mother knows best.
I'm not like you. I don't want to be like you. Not like you.
Be like me. Now I'm playing with power.
All right. Super Spencer! Yeah!
Regret.
Splash! Is that him?
Jump, boy!
Oh, shit! Spencer! Come on, John! Good.
Get out of here, now, please! Now.
Hey! You forgot the power glove!
No! Faster!
Ow! Boy! Boy! Boy, 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 boy! You know, I beat my high score.
Slim, slow, slider. Horse you ride. White as snow. Slim, slow, slider. Horse you ride is white as snow. Tell it everywhere you go. Saw you walking down by Ladbroke Grove this morning. Saw you walking down by Ladbroke Grove this morning. Catching pebbles for some sandy beach. You're out of reach. saw you early this morning. With your brand new boy and your Cadillac. Saw you early this morning. With your brand new boy and your Cadillac. You're gone for something. And I know you won't be back. I know you're dying, baby. And I know you know it too. I know you're dying. And I know you know it too. Every time I see you, I just don't know what to do.
On the page, it looked nothing. The beginning simple, almost comic. Just a pulse, bassoons, basset horns, like a rusty squeeze box. And then, suddenly, high above it, an oboe. A single note hanging there, unwavering. Until a clarinet took it over. Sweetened it into a phrase of such delight. This was no composition by a performing monkey. This was a music I'd never heard. Filled with such longing, such unfulfillable longing. It seemed to me that I was hearing a voice of God. Excuse me. But why? Why would God choose an obscene child to be his instrument? It was not to be believed. This piece had to be an accident, but had to be. It better be.
I got a dollar in my pocket. There ain't a cloud up above. I got a picture in.
Supreme importance. We are Thermians from the Klaatu Nebula, and we need your help.
Is this about the gig tomorrow? I just hammer out the details with my agent and make sure there's a limo at my house. Last time I did one of these gigs, they shoved me in the back of a Toyota. Remember, mum is the word.
Certainly, but I'm...
Mum.
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 We'll be right back.
shot. I've been shot.
You ain't shot.
Oh, look, please. I don't have a gun. I am not armed.
Pick up that rifle. Pick it up. Shells too.
God. You killed little Bill.
Sure you ain't armed?
No, look, I'm not. I don't have a gun. I've never had a gun. I write. I'm a writer.
Writer?
Yeah.
Letters and such?
No, books.
Books? Yeah.
I don't believe it. You killed 5 men. Single-handed.
Yeah.
That's a Spencer rifle, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Who'd you kill first?
Huh?
When confronted by superior numbers, an experienced gunfighter will always fire on the best shot first.
Is that so?
Yeah, little Bill told me that. You probably killed him first, didn't you?
I was lucky in the order. But I've always been lucky when it comes to killing folks.
And so, who was next? It was Clyde, right? He must have killed Clyde. Well, it could have been Deputy Andy, wasn't he? Or,
all I can tell you is who's going to be last.
Deserve this. To die like this. I was building a house.
Deserves got nothing to do with it.
I'll see you in hell, William Money.
Beep, 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 beep.
Now you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long. I know you really, really did, babe. I think you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long.
Go down to the supermarket and get some of these still stuffing up the shelf.